Like many organizations, Finger Lakes Opera had to switch gears this summer. In taking their season online, the fledgling opera company has become a lifeline for its young artists. Mona Segetola-Slamy has more about how these singers have been adapting.
For opera singer and Eastman School of Music alumna Robin Stites, the pandemic has been challenging and liberating.
For the first time since I started singing, I wasn't being compelled by some pressing performance coming up, or there was nothing outside of myself telling me what I needed to focus on. And so I would just like obsess over one Mozart song for a week.
She has since branched out from her all Mozart regime, including singing the role of Gilda in a quartet from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Rigoletto as part of Finger Lakes Opera's virtual season. Working with other singers from a distance required some new approaches.
Opera is just such an essentially collaborative, immediate effort between performers. So much of the energy behind ensemble singing is sort of feeding off of each other. Everyone sort of whips each other into a frenzy. For this, it's kind of interesting because we've sort of have had to verbally plan how that's going to happen.
Looking on the bright side, she says that all the stress of the pandemic has given her something to tap into.
It's really easy for me right now to express deep frustration because it feels great to just kind of have an opportunity to just let it all out and, you know, have a little bit of a primal scream moment, even more than usual.
Zhang Won Choi is another of the Finger Lakes Opera young artists. He had almost stopped singing altogether.
I was very depressed during this virus time.
His opera auditions in Germany were canceled, and opportunity seemed scarce outside of his regular church job. And his wedding was postponed.
I haven't sang at all for like almost 3 months after, since March, I think. But they suggested me to get into the online project, and they allow me to sing my favorite aria of Osmin, so I can keep trying my thing, and I'm very thankful.
Stites and Choi are two of the 11 participants in Finger Lakes Opera's Tomita Young Artists program. Finger Lakes Opera has challenged them musically and to adapt to the new technologically mediated opera performances.
This is a really strange, unprecedented moment, obviously, and it's obviously going to have an effect on how we create and the kinds of things that we're creating.
As the summer wraps up, both singers are looking to the future. Choi has decided to apply for his doctorate instead of heading straight to the European stages.
I'm really trying to motivate myself to be positive, and eventually the vaccine is coming and everything is get better. So if I can have the quality for the opera field, eventually I think I can get some chance to sing it.
And Stites is continuing to study the music she looks forward to singing on the stage again someday.
I do have faith that it'll come back again. It has been beneficial to me, I think, to sort of find a lot of that internal motivation that is required of me right now to keep practicing and keep learning and just keep renewing my personal investment and interest in what I do.
I'm Mona Segetola-Slamy, WXXI News.